Shall we pray and ask God to bless His word?
Masithandaz.
Siyacela Nkosi izwi lakho ulibusise.
We pray, Lord, that you will bless your word.
Siyazi ukuthi igama liyabulala.
We know that the letter kills.
Kodwa umoya uyaphilisa.
But your spirit brings life.
Siyacela ukuthi amazwi akho avele emlonyeni wakho. Owakhulumayo kithina asebenze ngomangaliso khona manje.
Lord, may the words that proceed from your mouth, may they work in a marvelous way now.
Amen.
Amen.
KwabaseRoma isahluko seshumi nantathu kusukele evesini leshumi nanye.
We'll read from Romans chapter 13 from verse 11.
Yenzani lokhu njengokuba nazi isikhathi ukuthi sekuyihora lokuba nivuke ebuthongweni ngokuba manje insindiso isisondele kithi kunaleso sikhathi esaqala ukholwa ngaso.
And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
Ubusuku sebuya phela, imini sisondele. Ngakho asilahli imsebenzi yobumnyama, sihlome izikhali zokukhanya.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Asihambe ngokufaneleyo, njengasemini. Kungabi ngokuminza nokudakwa, kungabi ngobufebe namanyala, kungabi ngokuxabana nomhawu.
Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy.
Kodwa yembathani inkosi uJesu Kristu. Ninganakekeli inyama kuvuswe izinkanuko.
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
Ngiyadabuka ngoba amavesi ambalwa nje indimane encane kodwa imumetho kuningi. Angazi ukuthi amapointi kule ndima.
This is not a very long portion of scripture, but there is so much, it contains so much, there's so many points in this portion that we have read.
Iqala kanje, njengokuba nazi isikhathi ukuthi sekuyihora lokuba nivuke ebuthongweni.
It starts like this, and do this knowing the time that it is high time to wake out of your sleep.
Njengokuba nazi ngithi hayi Pauli mhlambe bebazi ukona wena kodwa namhlanje amaKristu abazi.
And in Zulu it says, and as you know, now I say, well, Paul, maybe in your time people knew, but today it's as if the Christians don't know.
Angazi ukuthi uyazi yini.
Do you know
akhulume ngakho.
What Paul is talking about.
Athi niyazi isikhathi nehora samanje.
And as it's where it says, and as you know the time.
So now the point in time. Ukuba nazi ukuthi isikhathi isikhathi sokuvuka ebuthongweni.
This is the time. It's high time to awake out of your sleep.
Manje uma kuthwa njengokuba nazi isikhathi. Kukhona ikhathi ngeyikhathi. Khona ikhathi kaDisembe. Khona ikhathi sekuthi sokuvuka kaJesu. Kukhona isikhathi sokuzalwa kukaJesu Khisimusi. Cha, akusho isikhathi njalo.
And here where it says, and as you know this point in time, it refers to times. And we all know there are different times, a time when the Lord Jesus was born, when he was crucified, when he rose from the dead. But here doesn't refer to a time such as this.
Lesi sikhathi ngesiGiliki kuthiwa kuyisikhathi esispecially esimiswa uNkulunkulu esidinga ukuba nomsebenzi.
In the Greek, this time refers to a very special time on God's calendar where he has a very special purpose which he wants to fulfill.
Isikhathi sokuthi sibizwa ngokuthi Kairos.
It's the time referred to as Kairos.
Ngeminyaka eminingi edlule, abepolitiki babafundisa bangena upolitiki babhala nencwadi Kairos.
Some years ago, there were even some ministers who were very involved in politics, and they wrote a document which they referred to as the Kairos document.
Empeleni Kairos kusho ukuthi isikhathi asinqume uNkulunkulu ngawe athi phenduka manje sebenza manje lalela manje kumelwe noma ungathandi khona abantu phela abasho ukuthi akakasho ukuthi ngiphenduke bathi akukafiki inonsense leyo. Unkulunkulu uthi Kairos etuyala wonke umuntu ukuthi alalele lokho okushiwoyo.
Kairos is a very special time God has appointed for you personally, for you to repent and to get to work. Not like some people who say, but well, I don't feel my time is ripe yet to repent.
Maye kuwe uma kufika uKairos kuwe.
Woe to you if your Kairos comes and you don't make proper use of that opportunity.
UNkulunkulu uthi kuKairos manje hora lokuthi uphaphame ebuthongweni.
And God says this is your Kairos, your time where you need to wake out of your sleep.
Uma ulele awuzwa lutho ufile maqondana nezinto kufika amasela angena endlini ulele ubuthongo uthatha iseli lakho uthatha izinto zakho ulele ubuthongo uyakhona ulele ubuthongo uyophaphama amasela engasekho imali engasekho.
As you know, when you're asleep, you're ignorant of what's happening around you. Like some people, they're in such a deep sleep. Thieves come into their home. They steal things next to their bed, their cell phone and other things. When you wake up, the thieves are gone and your possessions are
gone.
Oh, and then you have regrets and you so feel sorry for yourself. Doesn't help. You were fast asleep. The Bible says, watch and pray.
UJesu wazowasho wathi umoya uyavuma kodwa inyama ibuthaka. Basenyameni. Abekho emoyeni. Bezwa kwenyama. Nasi sitha siza nemkhonto. Siza neibani ebusuku. Inkosi yamakhosi yobulawa. Balela ubuthongo. Angikhulumi ngobuthongo bomzimba, ngikhuluma ngobuthongo kokomoya.
When the Lord Jesus was in the greatest distress in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying, but his disciples were asleep. And he even said to them, yes, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. But he said, can't you watch for me just for 1 hour? You see, they were asleep, and not just physically. Even later when those soldiers came to arrest the King of Kings, to take him to trial. They were asleep. They didn't realize what was going on in the spiritual sense.
Umuntu olele akazi lutho njengofileyo akazokwenzekayo.
Someone that's asleep doesn't notice what's going on. He doesn't notice it.
Ngobulele.
He's asleep.
Hayike ubthongo bomzimba kungcono kunobthongo bokomoya.
It's better though to be physically asleep than to be spiritually asleep.
Izolo besikwenye indawo.
Yesterday we were somewhere.
Kade ngagcina ukuba khona.
I hadn't been there for quite some time.
Sasikhona lapho usuku nosuku iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu ngaphezu kwalokho kuleyo ndawo.
It was an area where I was almost on a daily basis for almost 30 years.
Setshenzwe ibhizinisi.
Because of various business commitments as well. Kukhona
amathafa labe kungekho nomuzi owodwa. Imizi embili uhamba amakhilomitha, uhamba amamayile. Izolo uma ngifika khona ngithi hey bayazala abantsundu sekugcwele swi abantu. Yonke indawo.
And at that time, there were vast areas where there were almost no houses, maybe two or three. But now I went there, yes, I couldn't believe how many houses there were built there now. And I said, who will help these souls? Are we just going to look on as they head for hell?
Baningi abantu emhlabeni. Abaqonde esihogweni bagcwele kodwa swela abantu abazohamba babatshela iqiniso.
There are many people in this world that are heading for hell. There are just not enough people to warn them and to tell them the truth.
Eh, ngathi maye umuntu olibele umsebenzi wakhe, olibele ukuhola imali, engahambe eshumayela ivangeli. Nina ningashumayela ivangeli. Ngiyesaba ukuthi uma senifa ukuthi niyophelelaphi. Ngoba uJesu uthi uma ngithi komubi noma umubi ewona ungamkhuzi uyabhubha yena kodwa igazi lakhe ngilifuna kuwe.
Woe to the people who just are busy with their own careers, just busy making money. That's all they're busy with. They don't have a soul for the lost. And people are going lost. And the Lord says, if you don't warn the wicked that he is going to die, he will die, but I'll require his blood of your hands.
Kulonyaka uzuza imphefumulo emingaki. Kulonyaka uzuza imphefumulo emingaki. Noma ufebile nabafebayo, ubheme nababhemayo, uhambisana nabantu ababhuqayo, abantu abangekho eqinisweni. Maye siyahamba isikhathi. UJesu wathi kumelwe ukuthi ngisebenze kusesemini. Kuyeza ubusuku.
We're going to celebrate Christmas soon. We celebrated not long ago. It's a year since then. What have you been busy with in this past year? How many souls have you been able to lead to Christ?
Uzofisa ukuthi hey musaniqhubeka ngaleyo ndlela kuze kufike ihora lapho uNkulunkulu uthi nawe ngena wena uzongena ezulwini bona bengangeni ngeke bakhale ngawe baba mama.
Maybe you're just concerned about your family, but even your family will pass on. your wife, your children, one after the other to the last one. And maybe you'll experience them heading for hell and landing in hell, and they'll call out and say, "Father, why didn't you help us?"
Nabatshela basechibini izolo ngibakhumbuza uSpiso omdala laphesefa endlini yami.
Echibini
izolo ekamelweni lami embedeni wami. Wathi bamfundisi sengingafa manje. Ngamangala, awungafa manje ngankade wakhola. Wathi sengingafa ngoba ingane zami sengiyikhiphile enhlizweni yami. Hawu! Uthini Sibisi? Athi sengizongena ezulwini. Abazali baye esihogweni ngengane zabo. Ingane zabo zilaphakathi. Hayi uJesu. Ingane. Okhulu ingane. Omlalelayo. Indodakazi. Noma indodana. Hayi uJesu. Waze wathi ngibakhiphile ke manje ngane. Enhlizweni yami sekuJesu wedwa. Yena yedwa.
Echibini, yesterday I told them about Mr. Spisi, who passed away here at the mission a few years ago. And in my bedroom, and before he passed away, he said to me, "Mfundisi, now I can die. Now I can go to heaven." I said, "But you've been a Christian for so long. Why do you say that now?" He says, "No, now I am free to go because I've taken my children out of my heart." There are many parents who will end up in hell because Jesus isn't in their heart. It's their children that's in their hearts. They do what their children tell them. That they dictate to them, not the Lord.
UJesu wathi othanduyise nonina nomngakhe nengane zakhe akangifanele.
Jesus said, "If anyone loves father, mother, brother or sister or child more than me, he's not worthy to be my disciple."
Nangempela wakwenza. Wakwenza. Ngiwufakaza ukuthi wakwenza.
And he did that. And I can testify to it.
Kusho ukuthi phaphama. Ebuthongweni. Mhlawumbe ukaphaphami. Usahleli nengane zakho. Ziyafika ingane zikuthengela ukhisimusi. Zikuthengela izinto. Kanti zikulethela amavezandlebe ekhaya. Ufuye amaqhwane enkuku la ekhaya. Impenjeni yakho. Iphelele kulaba bantu.
So awake out of your sleep. But maybe you still fast asleep. Maybe you're a mother or a grandmother. And you are supporting your children who are living immoral lives. They bring their children home that they've got out of wedlock, and you care for them. All your pension money you spend on them. That's the life you're busy with.
Ayulele umuntu ubuthongo. Ulethelwa ushukela. Ulethelwa ingubo. Kutholakala le mfebeni. Uyahla. Uyahla. Ulele ubuthongo ngoba uma uphapheme lo shukela ubuzokuluma eswini.
You're fast.
Nalezi ingubo be zingakufaka isifo uyinwaye njengosumuntu olokhu uzasebenzisa idakamizwa.
You're fast asleep because you have no spiritual life. Because these children of yours, they have you just where they want you. Why? Because they're supporting you financially. And because of that, you'll do anything for them. At any cost.
Mgenu Satan, in and out. Koto ausho luto. Ausho luto.
Sin goes in and out of your home, and you say nothing. You're lukewarm. You're not on fire spiritually.
Kodwa usaphila yebo ngiyaphila. How umuntu ophilayo unje siphi ingane zakho? Bapho makhelwane bakho. Baphina.
If someone asks you, "How are you?" "Oh no, I'm well, thank you. But tell me, where are your children?" We are your neighbors. Yes, I'm well because I earn a good salary and I've got a nice car. You'll go to hell with all those things that you say you've got. And while all the others around you are on their way to hell. Someone gave me a book, and I couldn't believe that there's a black person who lives like this.
Slavery. Ingani badayiswa ihlobo zabo manje ke sakusolwa umhlophe abasola bakubo abenza isono bethatha umuntu wakubo bemdayisa bemfaka esitolo wathi thina bantsundu siyamzonda umhlophe ngeslavery athi Afrika ngeke lilunge aliphenduke kulokho abasuka abantsundu baya kuba mhlophe nisixolele nasilethele ivangeli lokusindiswa nasakhele amasonto nasakhele nasilethele i-education nasigqokisa kodwa sesithi ukuba abanye abamhlophe bathenga abantsundu ababantshontshanga babakhiphela imali inkosi yakhona ihlobo zakhona zathi sifuna le mali ngendodakazi yethu sifuna le mali ngalensizwa athi hey Silele thina bantsundu, thina ma-Afrika. Silele ukuthongo. Sikhuluma zepolitiki. Sizonda umhlophe. Kanti kufanele ukuthi siphaphame ebuthongweni. Sithi ukumbatha ingubo. Ukuze sibe nezindlu. Ukuze sibe nokudla. Ukuze sibe nekole. Ukuze sibe namasonto. Sikthole phi lokho? Hawu, ngathi bengingazi, bengithi ngizongena ethuneni. Ngingamzwanga umuntu onsundu, ubhala incwadi engaka. Angazi amakhasa angakanani. Ngathi nayi indaba. Engikwaziyo ngisho ingane zesikole ngisho nala ku-DSS. Kukhona lowo moya ingane zenu.
In this letter he says that a lot is said about slavery and what the whites did to the blacks in Africa, but he says Africa needs to wake up to the fact that it was also the Africans who sold these slaves to those slave traders. So Africa's guilty too, because they took part in it. They sold them. And then we need to also wake up in Africa and for a moment just stop to say thank
you. abanjwe ngami musukunaka insumansumana abayikhulumayo.
We need to say thank you for the gospel and education and all the good things that we did receive. And so he in this letter wrote to me and said, I want to thank you. And don't be put off by all the things people say. I put that letter down. I said, I didn't know that there were such people, such black people here.
At ema college, ema university. Sifundiswa lento ukuba simzondo omhlophe.
He said, but nowadays all we are taught is to hate the white man.
Atangikhulumi ngabamhlophe labangakholwa abafana nathi abazosha esihogweni njengathi. Kodwa ngikhuluma ngani enidela ukuphila kwenu. Ethi ngisafuna ukubona abantsundu abazodela ukuphila kwabo njengokuba wenza. Ushiye konke. Ushiye ifa lakho. Uyidele. Ngenxa yethu ma-Afrika.
And he said, I want to thank you for what you did. And I want you to know that I appreciate it. And I'm not thanking all the whites, because there are some that are doing exactly what we do and we'll all end up in hell together. But thank you to you who gave up everything, forsook everything you had to come and serve the black people. He says, I'm still looking for a
black.
He says, I'm still looking for a black who'll do that for his fellow Africans. But we thank God for someone like you, and we pray that we will wake out of our sleep. Awake out of your sleep. What sleep are you in? You know that even the Satanists, that's their work. The devil always tries to lull you into sleep. That you're asleep. You don't realize what's going on.
Is iwashi likaNkulunkulu iawe likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uphaphame manje ebuthongweni kulamaphupho awaphuphayo.
Now God's word. God says to us, it's your kairos. It's your time now to wake up out of your sleep. This is your hour.
Ethi ngoba isikhathi sensindiso. Isikhathi somshado wasezulwini. Isikhathi sokubuya kaJesu. Isikhathi sokwahlulelwe. Sesiseduze manje kunalapho siphenduka.
For our salvation, that day, the wedding feast of the Lamb, that judgment day is now closer than when we first believed.
Maye kuwe uma khalicilongo lokugcina, ulibele inganekwane zakho, uhlele ezonweni.
Woe to you if that last trumpet sounds and you are still living and busy with your sins.
Athi ubusuku buyaphela. Buyaphela. UNkulunkulu uzofika ngokukhanya kwakhe. Akhanyise. Khanyise ba umhlaba wonke. Lapho nemsebenzi yakho oyifihlile. Nezenzo zakho. Nezono zakho ziyopetuka. Ngoba ulele ubuthongo. Uzolala nesono siphakathi. Awukavumi leso sono. Umsukwane wona. Naleyo ntombazana. Awukaphenduki. Awukavumi leso sono. Usalele naso. Kuzofika ukukhanya. Dalule zonke izinto.
For the night is far spent. It's about to dawn. The light is coming. And God will come in his light. And that light will expose everything you've been busy with in the dark. In your darkness, where you've been busy with that sin that you went to bed with, that sin where you sinned with that girl, whatever else you did, You're living with that sin, but the light is soon coming where everything will be brought to light. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So let us cast off.
Ngengubo zenu nje enigqokayo ezishaya la uvela amabele akho ufuna ukwavezela bani hayi mina kodwa ifebe ezinjengawo
and you must put off the works of darkness. Those works of darkness, you know about them, you women know the works of darkness you need to put off.
Ufake ingubo ezu-tight fit ngoba uyazi amadoda ukuthi abuswa amademoni. Inkanuko zenyama abalele baqasha nasebusuku bayosukela banja noma onjani uma bengamtholi bayomdlwengula uma bengatholi owesifazane bazodubela insizwa abe umqhingili.
And those works of darkness include your dress. Maybe it's those low-cut dresses or those tight-fitting dresses. Why do you do it? You want to attract the opposite sex because they are driven by the lusts of the flesh. And you know how desperate they can become. Sometimes if they don't get hold of a prostitute, then they get hold of someone else and they rape them.
Nje pluge lendoda, ngeke ufake ipluge lam. Ufuna lele eyilestik. Ufuna ukudonsa kuze kuqine. Izinqe zakho zibonakale kahle. Awazi ukuthi nazi ilwane zasendle phandle. Ubalole inkanuko zabo. Basuke bakuthinte. Amehlo abo alandela wena. Qhubeka nobufebe bakho. Zuza abantu ngeyikhali zakho zokungalungi. Uzoya esihogweni kanye nabo.
You wear those tight-fitting pants. Why you want the opposite sex to notice you and to touch you? You will end up in hell with those works of darkness if you don't put them off.
Kutwa kumula lezo leyo msebenzi yobumnyama faka ikhali zokulunga.
Therefore put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
Hamba uthenga incwadi ezingafanele.
If you go and you buy,
insizwa uma zifunda lento ziyakuthanda. Ama newspaper abona ukuthi uma singakufakanga lokhu ngeke lihambe kahle i-business labo nengane zikunamatheliso odongeni. Ubona amantombazana thanda umfana webhola namatheliselwe. Uyazika amaphupha akho nawe insizwa.
And you go off and
uyazi uyatshala phela uyabuka lokhu kuyangena kuwe kulola inyama.
You go and you buy these magazines with pin-ups in them and you, because you love these posters, you even put them up in your bedroom and you look at them. That is what keeps you busy. Even the newspapers are putting it in just to get people to buy their papers.
Awunandaba. Noma kuumlungu noma kuikhalathi noma intiya awunandaba uyadayisa umzimba wakho uphila ngakho.
You don't even worry about the race anyone goes as long as you can get your money for it.
Omunye walayisha intombazana wahamba nayo abayanga kude bahlangana nengozi bafa bobabili.
Like someone who loaded up his girl and they didn't travel far, they had an accident, they were both killed in that accident. I don't know where they woke up.
Kuthwa kumula. Uphile kungabi ngokuminza nangokudakwa kungabi ngobufebe namanyala. Kungabi ngokuxabana nomphawu.
So cast off those things. Let's walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy.
Khumula lahla izinto
You need to put off certain things.
Umba Jesu Christ.
And put on Christ, Jesus Christ.
Ngoba uma ufunda incwadi ezingasile, ikhalo zobumnyama ziyasebenza kuwe.
If you read the wrong type of literature and wrong things, then you're putting on the armor of darkness. And that'll be at work in you, those works of darkness.
Khona intombazana la ekhaya ayikhulumisa umuntu. Sawubona. Ngithi sawubona. Ngimsikisemi kwaqhamuka umfana, ngazi lo mfana ufunani la. Umfani wabazalwane. Qhamuka yena esmayila. Ah, uyasmayila intombazana. Ngathi wena ntombazana waza la. Yini ukuthi ngikubingelele ungangiphenduli. Kodwa uma kufika umfana uhleke uhleke khanya ilanga. Kanti wesifebe yini?
These days there was a girl here. I went up to her, I greeted her, she didn't respond. She took no notice of me, just ignored me. And just after that, a boy walked past. And when she saw the boy, her face just lit up, she smiled and greeted him. I said, what kind of a girl are you? You don't greet me, but just look at the way you act with him.
Nomfana wasmayila ngiyakutshela. Sukela la kuze kube la. Ngikhona ngibhekile. Yabona ngiyabona ukuthi wakhohlwa yimina. Wathathwa ubuhle balentokazi. Isimanga. Isimanga. Umuntu kakwazi ukufakaza ngoJesu. Kakwazi ukukhuluma ngoJesu. Kodwa uma isiqhamukile intombi, hawu. Noma ifake izikhali zesihogo.
And of course the boy was on cloud nine as well. He was thrilled. He didn't even notice me anymore, it seemed. He was so taken up by this girl.
Kufanele ukuthi kubonakale ikhali zokulunga kithina.
The armor of light and of righteousness need to be seen in our lives.
Ukuthi abanye uma belele kulale kulahleka amasele. Anginandaba uma kulahleka amasele. Sele fele into kaSathane. La ubuka khona iy'nsizwa, lapho beshelana khona abantu. Nakho kwenza. Kungasentshenziswa ngendlela emnandi, ngendlela enhle. Kodwa abanye bakusebenzise ngobubi. Babone ifilimu. Babone intombi eyinqunu. Bengazi ukuthi ney'ntombi zithanda ney'nsizwa eyinqunu.
And I mentioned the cells that get stolen. Sometimes you don't even feel so bad when they do get stolen because very often they get used to sin with because people use them to look at pornographic images.
Tata masele, antshontshe izinto, ngeke ungene ezulwini, uzofa. Uye esihogweni. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi ngeke ungene ungakhiphanga ifading yokugcina. Maye kubantu abafa benezikweleti, abaye ezulwini.
But if you've stolen a cell phone or a bicycle, you've gone into people's rooms when they were not there, or even when they were, and you've taken things, if you don't make that right, you are going to hell with those things because the Bible says you won't get in there if you owe just one farthing, one penny or cent.
Abantu bala. Hey, angas bazongena kanjani ezulwini. Ngezwe izolo kufika omunye udokotela uqhamuka le ngase Freystadt uthe ekhaya kithi asikhindlu uma sihamba asikhiye akulahleki into abantu ababulalani ngithi khona indawo enjalo la eAfrika ethi kithi kunjalo.
Yesterday someone from the Free State visited us, a doctor. And they said that where they come from, there is no theft. They don't even have to lock their houses. I couldn't believe there's a place like that in South Africa.
Abantu abafani.
People are different.
omunye unaleli demoni omunye unelinyi demoni kodwa sekuyisikhathi kairos ukuthi phuma demoni songifuna uJesu.
Some have this demon and some have another one, but this is our kairos. This is the time to wake out of our sleep where we say, Lord, devil, I don't want you anymore. I want the Lord in my life. The Lord Jesus has been looking for you for a long, long time. But today is your kairos where you need to make your decision.
Ekhuluma ukhuluma kwakhe kufana necilongo lokugcina lapha abantu bezokhala entabeni yiwani phezu kwethu nisigqibe ebusweni balowo ngoba kufikile usuku lolaka lweundlu iundla linalo ulaka kodwa ngelinye ilanga liyoba nolaka.
And when that last trumpet sounds, that will be a dreadful day for those that haven't made peace with God. And he will come, and that will be the day of wrath, the wrath of the Lamb. Now a Lamb doesn't normally have wrath, but that day he will come in his wrath to judge. Put on the armor of righteousness, and where you say, Lord, I'm your temple, my body is your temple, how should I clothe it that I'm not a stumbling block to anyone else? At the youth conference, I told the youth that once I went out to preach and my mother went with me. And she, when we were at that place, a young girl walked past and she said to me, did you notice that girl? That girl lives a good and clean life, a holy life. She's a pure young virgin. She says, one can see it. The way she walks and she acts, you can see it. One day someone came to visit us. It was a white person. I was busy. I was staying among some blacks. And the black said, where does this white man come from? I said, oh, he's from that place. And they said, can you see? And they said, can you see that he's a homosexual? They said, because if you're not fast asleep, you can see it.
Kumula ogubi koge ikhalzo kulunga. Kuze kuthiwa uze umbathe inkosi uJesu Kristu unganakekeli inyama kuvuswe inkanuko.
And you must cast off the works of darkness, put on the armor of light, put on the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Omunye athawukwazi ukwazi ukuhlukana nezono awukwazi hayi insizwa cha nazi inkanuko. Mbathu Jesu, gqoka uJesu. Ngikhulumile ngamantombazana ngokugqoka kwabo. Nabesifazane ngokugqoka kwabo. Bafaka ingubo esile. Isifebe uyasibona noma sisinye phakathi kwabantu abayinkulungwane. Uyasibona. Bayabonana nabo futhi. Uzobona umuntu oyiphethe kabi. Khona nangomunye useyiphethe kabi. Usehlangene naye. Ngize ngithi hawo nibonana kanjani nisebenzisa muthi muni isenti konje linjani nisebenzisa yini insipho nizwa ngekhala yini osebetholene sebetholene.
Now some people say, how can a young person, it's not possible for a young person to live a pure and holy life anymore, not in these times. But yet says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you will make no provision and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. And then that way you can resist the devil, not like some people, they live an immoral life. It doesn't take long. Other people, birds of a feather, they flock together, they notice them straight away. I don't know how they get it right.
Bekuluma izinto ezingasile sukuma uhambe uthi angikwazi uthi hey madoda ngale nkulumo yenu uniye esihogweni.
And so put off the old, cast it off, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put off everything else. Put on, take the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and the truth. And even when you're with other people and they speak filthy things and idle things, that you get up and you say, sorry, I cannot be part of this conversation. Excuse me.
God doesn't Kairos allow it. Sifigile. Sifigile kuwe.
Kairos.
Kairos, sifigile kuwe. Uyophenduka namhlanje. Mhlawumbe ngeke uphumela indlini ungasalanga, wavuma izono zakho, wayihlambulula. Hlukana. Uma wona nomuntu,
Kairos has come. Has your Kairos come? Are you going to walk out here without having made peace with God? Putting that right there where you sinned with someone else, what you did and spoke with them, are you going to make that right? Now, how many years have you been a Christian?
Remember?
Remember, the wedding feast of the Lamb is closer than ever before. Are you going to enter that wedding feast without putting on the right garments?
Ulungisele usuku lokubuya kukaJesu. Uzofika njengesele. Maye uma ikuficulela ubuthongo.
Let us prepare for that day, just like you are preparing for Christmas. Prepare for that day of His coming, and let it not find you asleep. Let us stand and pray.
Nakuyiphi imkhosha aqonde iKairos.
Lord, speak to us through your Holy Spirit, that wherever we come from, be it Durban or whatever valley we are from, that we'll realize this is our Kairos.
Umuntu ongalazi iKairos lasezulwini uyobhupha angene esihogweni.
The one who doesn't recognize his Kairos, he will be doomed.
Engakhulu Kumulanga imsebenzi yobumnyama waqhoka imsebenzi yokukhanya.
The one who hasn't cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light and righteousness.
Ongaqhoka uJesu Kristu.
The one who hasn't put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Moyo ngcwele ngiyacela sebenza ungamnika umuntu uphumula. Sebenza ukuba
God, Holy Spirit, please work and give us and give your people no peace till they've made peace with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Please
sit down.
Sembathisiwe. Kusho ukuthi na ungafani nabanye abantu. So uhlotshwe ngoJesu Kristu.
Here you can see the screen.
Jesu Christ. Abantu babone. Bazobasho ukuthi ngeke sikhulume lama joke. Ngeke sintele ngalendlela ngoba khona usibanibani. Kuyakhanya. Kodwa lokhu khanya kusekuncane. UJesu uthi bazokhanya njengokukhanya kwelanga. Ukhanya kwelanga.
Look at this tree. This tree is like no other tree outside. It's dressed. And so you must also be different to all the other trees, all the other people out there, that you are someone with a difference. That if you're around, people say, now we can't make these stupid jokes because so-and-so is around. But you must be dressed even more gloriously than this, and that we will shine like the sun.